USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president's announcement of new tariffs on China is upsetting some of the global markets. White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News it's all about getting China back to the negotiating table.
It makes China actually contribute when they haven't been doing it for a long time, and it's a testament again to what this president understands as a businessman and someone who gets what the economy needs to be spurred on.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says economic penalties imposed on Iran are having the intended effect.
Before the sanctions regime was put in place, there were 2.7-ish million barrels per oil a day being shipped by Iran to all around the world. The number for June and July, each of those 2 months, was less than half a million barrels, could have been closer to zero than to half a million. The sanctions have been very effective, and we will enforce them everywhere.
Pompeo was speaking there in Thailand, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
According to the Labor Department, 164,000 people joined the workforce in July. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
This means the current record economic expansion continued in July amid concerns of trade disputes as well as tariffs involving a number of trading partners. Eleni Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest figures.
Unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%. Notable job gains occurred in professional and technical services, health care, social assistance, and financial activities.
Senior analyst Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com tells us, with a low unemployment rate, this remains a good time for workers to be looking for jobs with higher pay. And for those not ready to move on, the job security remains generally solid, and more generous benefits are being offered to retain workers.
R&B singer R. Kelly is being held without bail in New York on accusations he sexually abused women and girls. Kelly pled not guilty in court today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden said that fossil fuels would have no place in his administration during Wednesday night's debate. Now, this is a far cry from what he said in 2012 when he said that we desperately need coal. Mandy Gunasekera is an environmental lawyer and former senior administration official with the EPA under the president, and she says the Trump administration is doing what they can to balance regulation and working with fossil fuel companies.
So what the Trump administration is doing is embracing American innovation in the energy industry. So the successful energy industry has lifted millions of people out of abject poverty. President Trump recognizes this, has embraced it, and from an environmental perspective, he's made it clear that you don't have to choose between a growing energy industry, a successful economy, and environmental protections.
Chick-fil-A unseats In-N-Out as America's favorite fast food restaurant. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Chick-fil-A named America's favorite fast food restaurant, dethroning In-N-Out Burger. The report by MarketForce, published by Food & Wine, polled more than 7,000 consumers, coming in second place for chicken, Raising Cane's, followed by Zaxby's. But as far as hamburgers go, In-N-Out Burger remains number one in that category. Coming in last on the fast food burger list, McDonald's.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.